Today's Streamglobe devotional is titled, Seek First the Kingdom. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew 6, 7 to 8. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. I have just read from the New King James Version. Debo noticed something troubling. He had started telling lies again. He paused to reflect and counted 7 different lies he had told within just 4 days. That realization grieved him deeply. He knew something had to change. I cannot continue like this, he said to himself. That night he set his alarm for 2 a.m. and rose to pray. For about 2 hours he prayed in the spirit, not casually, but with focus and sincerity. By the time he was done, there was a knowing within him. The hold that lying had on his life was broken. He now had the power to resist the urge. Debo did not pray because he needed material things. He prayed because he recognized a fault in his life that was resisting his walk in righteousness. His prayer was not centered on his needs, but on aligning with the righteousness of God. To properly understand what Jesus teaches in today's passage, we must look further down in Matthew 6, specifically verses 31 and 32. There, Jesus describes the focus of Gentile prayers. They are consumed with questions like, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? And what shall we wear? In the context of God's kingdom, such prayers are described as empty. Repeating them over and over does not give them value. This is what Jesus refers to as vain repetitions. Jesus then reveals a higher priority. In Matthew 6:33, he instructs us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, with the assurance that all other needs will be added to us. One major way we seek the kingdom of God is through prayer. Yet no one truly seeks God's kingdom without also pursuing his righteousness. As Scripture reveals, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. This is the pattern for the believer. Prayer is not merely a tool for meeting needs. It is a means of transformation, alignment, and pursuit of God's righteousness. Go into today asking the Lord to help you seek his kingdom and his righteousness above all else. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Romans 9 to 10. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Streamglobe Devotional. Streamglobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.